mean God. Ain't nobody gonna come between me and God. One day we'll live together where the angels trod, me and God. Early in the morning talking it over, me and God. Late at night talking it over, me and God. You could say we're like two peas in a pod, me and God. He's my father, he's my friend, the beginning and the end. He rules the world with the staff and the rod, we're a team.
Welcome to Emmanuel United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Bill, and I welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ and pray that you feel the presence of Christ as we worship together this morning here in the parking lot and also live on Facebook. So it is the 6th of September. It's Labor Day weekend, and so we have an extended weekend here, and I pray that everybody stays safe and well as we go through this weekend. Next week, next Sunday, would be our normal kickoff to the church year. We would normally be doing Sunday school full tilt and all sorts of things to celebrate the day. And because of the virus going on, we're going to modify things a little bit. We are going to have Sunday school. We're going to be in the grass over there in front of the church office and do some social distancing, and we're only going to meet for, where's Heidi, for a half hour, right? We're going to meet from 9 to 9:30 for that. I'll be a little late coming to that, as I'll go live first and then come over into the Sunday school, so we'll be doing that. And then on September 16th, Heidi and Dan have invited us to their house for the youth group to gather, so those in sixth grade through high school are invited to come to Dan and Heidi's house, and we're going to have a bonfire and a time to get together and chat and see how we're going to look at doing youth group this year. So I would ask, if you know of a sixth grader or above in into the high school that you think might be interested, that you get a hold of Heidi and let them know, so we can kind of have an idea about how many people are going to be there on that Wednesday night. So that's the 16th. That's a week from this coming Wednesday that we'll be gathering. And so we'll do that. I also know that with the newsletter, there seemed to be a little confusion on what we were doing this month and what we're doing next month. with worship services. So for the whole month of September, we're going to be doing drive-in worship in the parking lot and also live on Facebook. I'm not sure exactly what October looks like. We're going to, the reentry team will be getting together and we'll be looking at that a little later this month. We're kind of watching what happens with the schools and everything on whether we can maybe move inside for an abbreviated type of service inside with some social distancing. And so don't take that as to that's what's happening. We're just looking at it and trying to figure some things out. So keep watching the emails, and we'll try to get the word out the best we can of what we're doing. But for right now, this month, the month of September, we're going to be doing drive-in worship services in the parking lot and going live. And no matter what we do in October, we'll still be live on Facebook for the worship service with whatever we're doing. So Facebook will always be one of our options from now on out to have the service where you can be with us. All right, I think that's everything we have. So let us be in our introit as we listen and sing, "Lead On, O King Eternal." For Heidi to get out here, and we'll have our time of reflection with Heidi. Here she comes. She's running.
I'm coming. Sorry.
You don't need to run.
Oh. We really need to figure that out. Good morning, everyone. How are you? It's a little warm today, but that breeze feels really great. So I hope you all are doing wonderful. Today, my reflection comes, and it's a conversation between God and a man named John. And this is, I found it on Facebook, and John Rodell is a brilliant person who has conversations with God through his struggles. And one of the things that has been kind of coming up over and over is the idea of depression. And not necessarily, I have depression, but I just feel yucky. I just feel like 2020 has got me down. Or things aren't going well at my job. Or just life, right? Right now, life just feels yucky. But there's so much hope in what he gives us. And on Facebook, John Rodell writes something almost every day. So I'm going to have a conversation with God And this is, remember, this is a conversation with John and God. So God might call me John, just FYI. So hopefully you can pay attention. So here we go. Hey, God. God.
Hey, John.
I can feel one of my depression storms coming on.
Yep, I see it too. The storm's gonna be huge. You better get ready.
Maybe it'll miss me this time.
I'm afraid that it's gonna hit you head on. Hold on to me when you feel the wind start to pick up. I love you.
Just make it go away.
I can do something better than that. I can help you survive the storm.
That is not better. I'm sick of just surviving. The things about depression, it makes it shifty and treacherous. Thunderstorms that roll in like a blanket of darkness, fog storm. I can never see any end in sight. There is only the pitch darkness and my cold suffering. I can feel little ease. These storms are like icy hands around my neck, or a concrete block on my chest, or a knife in my stomach that carve me out. It's unbearable.
I know. I love you. Hold on to me. I love you.
If you loved me, you would take this away from me. One of these storms is going to produce a flood so huge that it's going to sweep me so far away that I won't ever be able to fully come back.
Don't give up. The survival rate for someone who gives up is 0%.
I just don't see the point of just surviving these storms when I know that eventually one another will just come for me later.
You see, the point of surviving the storm is so that you can find the rainbow that follows. And under that rainbow, you can tell everybody who will listen about how you survived. And in that moment, you can save someone else's life by giving them hope when they find themselves inside their own storm. The point of survival is to be an example to other people to show that they can survive too. Let your scars be the proof that all storms pass. Just hold on. I love you. You are going to be needed on the other side of this storm. Just hold on.
What if I can't hold on anymore?
Then let me hold on to you, and I'll lift you above the rising water. You will survive this storm. I love you.
The wind is picking up. The storm is here. I'm scared.
Think of the coming rainbow. Think of the coming rainbow. I love you.
I feel raindrops on my face.
Those aren't raindrops. Those are tears. Hold on to me. I love you. You will not be swept away. You will come back from this. I love you.
Rainbows, rainbows, rainbows.
I love you, John. Just hold on.
So that conversation between God and John makes us remember that no matter how big that storm is, no matter how fierce those winds are, no matter how much rain is coming down from our eyes, God will always be there and he will always hold on to us no matter what. We're the ones who let go. Try not to let go. And if you feel yourself letting go, guess what? All of these people here, all of these people inside, we love you and we care about you. Don't give up. There's always hope. And it's interesting because today's Hey God, Hey John was about hope. So it always comes after the storm. And every time you see a rainbow, make sure you remember that God loves you and so do all of us. And he will always be there for you. God bless everybody.
Let us sing our hymn of praise, Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, 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 O Lord.
Let us be in a time of silent prayer. Gracious God, we come before you this morning and we ask that you be with us, that you strengthen us for the storms ahead, but most of all in those storms that you help us to hold on, because we know that our hope, our encouragement rests in you. I ask that you be with all of those who need to feel your presence, those who need your healing powers, those who need your strength. Help them to look to the heavens and see your glorious ways. Help us to know that in the midst of the storm, as we're holding on, you are preparing a rainbow for each and every one of us. It is in those rainbows that we can see the promise that you have given us, that you are with us always and guiding us. I ask that you be with all your saints who have gathered here and who are on Facebook with us. Help them to feel your presence and know your message of faith, grace, hope, and love, that it may sustain them in the days to come. We ask all of this through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We will now go into a time of offering. Let us pray. Dear and gracious God, we thank you for the gifts which you have shared with us. And we thank all of these gifts that come from you, that we may share them back for your ministry here in this church and in the community and the world around us. We ask that you grant us your blessing in all that we do and all that we share. In the one who shared the most, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let us sing our hymn of preparation. Help us accept each other. Let us hear these words of Scripture from the book of Romans, the 13th chapter, beginning with the 8th verse. Don't be in debt to anyone, except for the obligation to love each other. Whoever loves another person has fulfilled the law, the commandments. Don't commit adultery, don't murder, don't steal, don't desire what others have, and any other commandments. Are all summed up in one word. You must love your neighbor as yourself. Love doesn't do anything wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is what fulfills the law. As you do all of this, you know what time it is. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your sleep. Now our salvation is nearer than when we first had faith. The night is almost over. And the day is near, so let's get rid of the actions that belong to the darkness and put on our weapons of light. Let's behave appropriately as people who live in the day, not in partying and getting drunk, not in sleeping around and obscene behavior, not in fighting and obsession. Instead, dress yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't plan to indulge your selfish desires. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh, dear and gracious God, as we gather this morning, we ask that you be with us, that our ears may be open to your message, that our eyes may see the path you have chosen for us, and that our heart may be filled with your love, that we may share with all of those that we meet. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts bring honor and glory to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So, going to do at least a four-week series on discipleship and what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, a follower of Christ in a Christian life. And how do we do that? So I thought I'd start out by sharing a dream that I have and that I have had and continue to see as we go forward. And so in that dream, I see a church that does what this church does, but then always is willing to take it up a notch. Is always willing to take it up another step, to raise the bar so that that bar continually stays just out of our reach. And the reason that that bar stays just out of our reach is to remind us that all things are possible with the help of God. Because that bar is never really attainable as long as we're trying to do it on our own. Now that's true of most dreams that any of us have, is that if we try to do them on our own, by ourselves, they become complicated. They become harder to do, but as long as we are in prayer and working with God, it is a little easier. Now, you always want to have that dream set to a point where you have to keep striving for it and keep working for it. So part of my dream is that with this church, we do the things that we're doing, but that we continually reach out even further. So right now, you know, we do things like we have the food pantry, and we just helped with the meals for the kids, and we do things like that where we're reaching out at Christmas and Thanksgiving and in times of year when we remember and we're kind of driven to do that because of the holidays and or the special calls. But my dream is that we do that all the time. That it doesn't take a holiday like Christmas or Thanksgiving to call to that. That we are so in tune with our neighbors and our community that we know what they need. We don't have to be spurred by a holiday to think, okay, it's the 26th of November, it's Thanksgiving, we're going to put together Thanksgiving meals for our people who use the food pantry to be able to come in and pick up and enjoy a little extra. You know, in the scripture, God talks about us taking what we have and sharing it with those who don't have enough. Sharing with those who are a little down and out on their luck right now by being available to help others in their time of need, so that when our time of need comes, others are able to help us. It's all about us loving each other to the point of not wanting to see anyone suffer. So what does it look like, and how do we know what's going on in our community unless my dream that I have for me personally comes true, and that is that we get to know each other and understand where each other is coming from and basically go back to the old story of walking a mile in someone else's shoes. We don't really know what's going on in their life until we know what they've been through. till we know where they are suffering, where they are hurting, and we become a part of not only that hurt, but in the remedy of helping them get through that storm. Heidi's story about, hey, John, and God talking to John and getting John ready for the storm. We don't know when those storms are going to hit all the time. We don't know what those storms are going to look like, but God does. And God knows how to get us through those storms, and we need to hold on to God. To hold on to God with both hands and hold on tight. Because as we reach out and hold on to God, God is reaching down and holding on to us. As I was driving to work a couple weeks ago, as we were coming into what little rain we've had this year, there were two beautiful rainbows that were coming over the top of Granger as I drove in. And they were very magnificent. They were very brilliant. And to be honest with you, it was one of those days where I was having a little bit of a tough time, didn't really want to be coming out to the church or even to be at work at all. I just kind of wanted to roll over and go back to sleep that morning. And when I stepped out the door and it was raining and it was dark and cloudy, I don't know if you've had those days, but it even made it a little harder to come this way. But as I was coming this way, God cracked the clouds and the sun came through, and the sun made these two beautiful rainbows that went over Granger. And it's not very often that we get to see two rainbows. Generally, we just get to see one, but they were both very prominent. And it was as if God was saying, it's okay, I'm here to walk you through this day no matter what happens. I wish I could say that because I saw the rainbows, the day turned out just perfect. But unfortunately, I should have just rolled over and gone back to bed. It was one of those days where nothing I did seemed to work. It just was one of those days that everything I touched seemed to fall apart. And I'm not telling you that to bring you down or anything, because I don't want you to bring you down, because there is hope in this, and that is that, as I've told you before, when I got to the end of the day, I went to my time of prayer and I was sitting with God and was talking, and we were talking about the way the day went. And I told him, you know, I thought that once I saw the rainbows, everything was going to be perking up and taking hold. And God reminded me that I had had opportunities that I had let go by because I wasn't focusing on where he was taking me for the day. I wasn't holding on to him in that daily storm. I was trying to do it myself. I think that's what God is telling us in Romans, is that we need to hold on to each other. We need to work with each other, and we need to share the love of God with each other, and we need to know each other. It's been amazing in the last couple of weeks as we have gone through some tough times in the pastors that I'm working with in our circuit have had some tough times with some family illnesses and things, and it's amazing the way God can use us as a vehicle to help them. I was shared a story on Facebook who I thought immediately that this friend of mine, this pastor friend of mine, could use it. So I sent it to him and wrote a little message with it, and he wrote back and said, how did you know I needed this? I didn't, but God did, and God gave me the message and the way to work. And I think that's, as we become disciples of Jesus Christ, that's what we do, is we open ourselves up to where God is leading us. And we act on those little instincts instead of just saying, okay, I don't know what that was all about, but it was nice. I've been doing that for a while now. I've had people that God has placed on my heart that I needed to reach out and touch in a special way. And as I do that, I've been finding out that God has helped them through something that I have done. That's what being a disciple is opening up to where God is leading us. That's not just a pastor thing. That's for each and every one of us who are a child of God. So we need to take the time and really focus. And I would ask that you read Romans 13, 8 through 14 again when you get home today, when you have time. And really embed yourself in that scripture, because it talks about God's love and the commandments that he's given to us. But yet, the main commandment is to love. And all the other commandments fall into place when we work through God's love. So as we go about this week, think about the dream that you have for yourself as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Think about the vision that we as a church have put out there to love God, to love others, and to serve the world. To love God, to love others, and to serve the world. And then remember the commission that we have been given by God to go into the world, to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Because it is through God's love and that transformation that we can find peace, joy, and love. I have a dream. That dream is that we become disciples of Jesus Christ through the love of God, and that we share in community together. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we come before you and we ask that you open us to your word, that you open us to your grace, that you open us to your strength to hang on, but most of all, that you open us to the love you have given us through Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. Guide us in the days ahead, that we may be your messenger, that we may reach out to those in need, and that we may become the soldiers to help transform the world through the love of Jesus Christ. We ask all of this in your mighty name and through the love and kindness of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us join in our hymn of commitment, Pass It On. I have a dream, and I want to pass it on. I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I've found. That you can depend on God. It matters not where you're bound. I'll shout it from the mountaintops. I want the world to know that the love has come to me, and I want to pass it on. The love has come to each of us. And I wish for you, my friend, to pass it on. Go forth and praise God in all that you do, words and actions. Go forth knowing that God loves you, and so do I, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. Amen.